This is the technical difficulties for playing Citation Needed. Joining me in the studio today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Did I win one?
Yes!
Good, carry on then.
Everybody's favourite Gary Brown, Gary Brennan.
Indebted to you, good sir.
And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Good morrow, YouTube.
In front of me, I have a Wikipedia article, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding. And a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh yeah!
Today we are talking about the Centennial Light.
Oh, that sounds highbrow and commemorative.
as opposed to lowbrow and
lowbrow
commemorative. Dave's dead. Back down pit.
We're commemorating this with a giant brass arse.
It is neither highbrow nor commemorative.
Oh,
but
is it in Britain?
No. We're over in the US here.
Uh-oh.
Livermore, California.
I know what it is.
Oh.
It's the really, really old light bulb.
Point!
Balls!
In fact...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh, yeah.
Right, hang on. So how old's this light bulb?
Have a guess from the name.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah.
No, fair point, actually. It's obviously more than 100, isn't it, now?
Is it Edison's?
No, it's a 60-watt... a mass-produced light bulb from the late 1890s.
It's just a bulb.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
Is it on all the time or occasionally?
All the time. It's had a couple of dropouts when there's been power cuts. They had to.
But the bulb has remained.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I find this really interesting because I read a Thomas Pynchon novel wherein one of the characters is an immortal light bulb.
Gravity's Rainbow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is weird because at the time he goes into this whole thing and it turns out there is a conspiracy amongst the major light bulb manufacturers to not produce anything that burns too much over 1,000 hours so that they can keep producing light bulbs.
That is actually referenced in the article. It is cited as evidence for planned obsolescence. Point.
Whey!
So it's a light bulb that's never bust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you leave it on forever... Like, it's the turning on and off of things.
That's
that
what
blows
does it,
them.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's on forever, then it hasn't had the stress.
I'm trying to think now if I've ever had a light bulb that's gone out while it's been on and when I've been turning
it on. It's always when
it
you turn
off.
It on,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It's on plink.
Yeah. I don't think I've
Can
ever had
Can you imagine after a power cut turning that bastard back on?
Ah, right. Yes. Can you say roughly what the procedures were when they had to move it?
Clench.
Yeah. Walk like you are about to follow through. Or you might put it on a trolley, actually, more I think about it.
Ring the insurance company.
Ring the insurance company, certainly. It's hung up in a fire department. Does that give you an idea of how they may have moved it?
On a fire engine.
On a Dalmatian.
With a full fire truck escort. Yes, have a point.
A fire truck actually would make more sense. You've still got your blues and twos to clear, or reds and... Whatever
Reds
noise an American
Reds and woos.
Reds and woos.
Have a point. But you've got all that mass, which is keeping the thing from bucking around as much, you know.
And if anyone hits it, it's not going to move
anyway. Yeah.
Also, fire engine, electrical device, water. Someone's going to be...
It's not going to be on.
Yeah, but it's not like the fire engine.
No,
like
I don't think it's
engine.
On in the fire. I mean, when you've got it up in the fire station, there's going to be someone servicing an extinguisher at some point. I'm like, you know, even if you've got it in a little box or something, which I assume you must do.
It was transferred in a box.
Well, naturally, it's not going to be in someone's
Was
helmet,
it the original box?
Yeah.
Is this thing still pristine new in box when it goes on
wrapped
eBay?
Wrapped in cellophane for eBay.
Light bulb. Condition. Near mint.
As what? New. Only 100 years
it's just
use.
Just sat next to a polo. Near mint.
Oh.
What colour is it?
See-through.
Light bulb.
That's not a stupid question. It's a fire station. It might be red.
Okay, yes.
No, fire station, not brothel.
Yeah. Although...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, what? I just thought I'd
you get the two there. Confused sometimes.
Roxanne got a new job anyway.
She does have to put on the red light now, but only when going to and from a job.
Tesla won't have liked it, will he?
Tesla probably would have liked it. Edison wouldn't have admitted that Tesla liked it.
Yes, that's true. Edison would have tried to make money from it. You're absolutely right. There is a webcam dedicated to...
Sick.
What,
have a photo.
What?
It's going to be on until it goes off.
Ah. What happened on the evening of May the 20th, 2013?
Did it turn off?
Yes, it did.
Did it bust or did it...
And that was the question. I have a point. Because all they know is the light has gone out. So they
could they not have just dumped Switch?
Yeah.
Well, no, it connects to an uninterruptible power supply.
Oh.
This is a lot of f***ing effort.
They put
for
a UPS
light bulb,
on the light bulb.
They put a UPS on the light bulb. You know what happened to that UPS?
It died.
It was interrupted, yes. You know why it was interrupted? Because someone plugged a cord in the wrong socket.
Why can't they? So they've got to very gently turn it back on again.
Yes. Well, I don't think that you can gently turn on a light bulb. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know.
Can
you not? Expert.
What?
We're all looking
at Matt. I defer to Matt, but could you not just sort of dimmer switch deal?
I'm thinking dimmer switch.
Just slowly build up the current. I mean, more subtly, probably use something that digitally manages the amount of current like an electric speed controller.
Probably, but those kind of things induce a load of noise, so that probably wouldn't.
What's the problem with it being noisy? You mean a different kind of noise, don't you?
It's electrical noise.
Oh, scientists.
You know, like prog rock.
Yeah. So what's the second oldest light bulb then? Because my nana's house didn't have a long for a long time.
Actually, our spare storeroom.
Like it?
Yeah, we lost the light in the bathroom. So we've got to find something to just do tonight. We can't go. So it's like we've got this little back storeroom. Right, go in, pull it out.
Oh,
old 40 watt.
Ah.
Not energy saving anything else. Well, they've been illegal.
Legal.
For however long now. I was like, that's quite odd. Woolworths branded, which tells its own story. So I think we're in with a shout for second place.
That's the question. Now, someone is out there that potentially has the second.
Well, you've actually got a list here, and I'm not kidding.
Oh, someone's made one.
The Wikipedia's
list. Longest lasting light bulbs is indeed a Wikipedia thing.
Is there one in this country we can go visit?
No, the second place one, according to the Guinness Book of Records, is in Fort Worth, Texas, at the Byers Opera House, above the backstage door. Third one's in New York City, installed in 1912. What did the owner try and do to raise his profile of light bulb? To get it up?
Give it a Facebook profile.
To get up the listings somewhat.
Going around, smashing second and first place. He's the one that plugged the cable in wrong for the centennial light. Dun, dun, dun.
That
scandal.
Is such a thing, isn't it? Yeah, that could happen.
Did he edit Wikipedia?
No, he essentially just wrote to all the agencies saying that it was a fraud because he was an electrical engineer and the socket wasn't old enough.
Smear campaign.
It was essentially a smear campaign. Do you know what happened to this in the end?
No one cared.
No one gave a
No one knows. The store and the entire block on which it stood was torn down in 2003.
Oh, that's unlikely to achieve a win now, isn't it? That's
Did someone save the light bulb, though?
Well, there's also the question of whether the light bulb needs to be turned on to count. There are
yes,
certainly older bulbs.
Yes, of course it does. It's not a light bulb, then, is it? Well, it is.
Wow. There's a deep philosophical question in there.
If a light bulb's off in a forest, is it still a light bulb?
The prize has got to be oldest working light bulb or bust, because there's tons of old light bulbs.
Oldest working could be brand new in box from 100 years ago. Switch it on, it works. Oh, I've just instantly gone ahead. Rather than one that's been on, off,
I don't
on,
know.
Off,
well,
on,
I,
off.
I just think the other one's been... In fairness, the other one has been on.
Mm. Yeah.
Or otherwise... You know, you could just trumpet with a light bulb you've had up your arse for 100 years.
I like how you said trumpet.
Brannan, official arbiter of the light bulb wars.
Well, the fifth longest lasting light bulb. Ipswich.
Hey.
In England.
Let's go.
The Martin Newby Electrical Shop, dated from the 1930s, burned out in January 2001.
It's him! It's your man with the frigging light bulb that's doing it! All this building gets torn down, other one burns out. He's going round one by one.
This is drifting into pinch and novel territory again. Yeah. There should be a...
Now, you mentioned Edison.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned Edison.
He designed a bulb that was supposed to last forever. What was it called?
Dave.
Everbulb.
Osram.
They're part of the conspiracy.
The magnificent bulb of eternity.
I'll give you the point. Eternal light. It's in the Memorial Tower at the Edison Memorial Museum.
As it broke...
No, it still kind of works, but there is a slight problem with it.
Its filament's about that big across, and it needs 200,000 volts to get it to do anything.
No.
Is it evil?
No.
Radiation.
Oh, no.
Cancer.
There's a slightly bigger problem with its claim to be the longest light bulb.
Never been switched on ever.
No.
It just isn't.
It just isn't. It's entirely fake, yes. It's got a series of automobile headlights around the bottom that just make it look like it's turned on. As you said, Edison, bit of a cheat.
Yes.
So that brings us to the end of the show. Congratulations, Gary.
Nice!
You win this time.
Boom.
You win the sandwich grill that emblazons collectible images of footballers into your bread.
Ah.
It's a Panini sticker press.
Oh!
Americans, I'm sorry. That has been Chris Joel.
Goodbye.
Gary Brannan.
Good evening.
Matt Gray. I've been Tom Scott. That's been The Technical Difficulties, and we'll see you next time.
Mickey Johnson, Johnson Mickey. Dick Willie, Willie Dick.
Willie?
Ta-da.
No, he was killed by a stinger. This is a coffin ray, so it kills with...
coffins!
Chucking boxes at folk. Shark, come on, I love you!
It's the tune that Blur did that landed on the moon with, on Mars Beagle with 2. Beagle 2.
Well, it didn't land. Well, it did
it
land
landed.
On the moon.
It landed
at high velocity. Downwards.
I know there's a thin line between landing and impact, but I tell that to the wife all the time.